Hello, and welcome to episode 7 of the Suicide Prevention Podcast. This is Dr. Dawn, the suicide prevention pharmacist, and I want to welcome you to this month's podcast episode where I will be talking about the Long-Term Survivors of Suicide Loss Summit that is coming up. And actually, as I record this, I am about 24, 48 hours away from going to this conference or this summit. And this is a summit that is being put on by AFSP, and this is the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I've talked a lot about them, especially recently when I've talked about the overnight walk that was in New York City in June. And this was another activity that I have signed up for because I thought it was very interesting. Obviously not a summit that a lot of people have heard about or have explored. My understanding is that this has been held before. I don't know how many times, and I don't believe it's been done every year, year in and year out. So I think for me, this is a really new event, and so I am looking forward to learning more about work that people are doing as survivors of suicide loss, and then also, of course, the suicide prevention piece. So this Long-Term Survivors of Suicide Loss Summit is happening. It is July 21st through July 24th, and this is something that starts on a Thursday evening, afternoon, and there will be an opening reception on Thursday evening. Friday and Saturday will be full of lots of different breakout sessions and keynote speakers. And then on Saturday evening, there is a dinner. And then the summit wraps up on Sunday morning, I believe, with another keynote or panel, or maybe a little bit of both. But this is being held at the Hilton Cleveland downtown. And of course, that means it's in Cleveland, Ohio. There might be other Clevelands in the country, I'm not sure, but the most well known is in Cleveland, Ohio. So the summit will cover lots of different topics, and I've looked at the agenda, and there's a wide array. And so with the breakouts and the sessions, you can't attend every single one, which is unfortunate, of course, but I don't know if they'll do recordings or if there will be ways to visit those sessions that you don't get to attend in person, if there'll be a virtual way. So I'll have to find out more about that. But some of the sessions that are going to occur are related to some creative expression. So there'll be different art projects and creative outlets. There will be some yoga, I believe. There will also be some dance. So some ways to channel the grief, channel the anger, whatever emotion, whatever energy you have as a suicide loss survivor. That will be some of the sessions. There will be some that talk about how you can get involved, how you can be an advocate, how you can get involved more with AFSP or just get more involved in suicide prevention and awareness in general. So there will be sessions about that. There'll be some sessions that I believe are more geared toward a specific relationship. So if you lost somebody that was your sibling, for example, or a spouse, for example. I don't know exactly, do not quote me at this time, if those specific relationships are covered, but I do know that some of those are topics for the summit. So I don't necessarily know what to expect from the summit. I don't know how many people are going to be there. I'm just not quite sure how it's all going to happen. But I am looking forward to it because these are people that understands and they get it. So in many ways, I say it's an unfortunate club to be in, but being a suicide loss survivor is one of those things that if you've had that experience, you get it. And when others around you have had obviously not the same experience, but a similar one, then you're around people that get that experience or get what has happened to you or your family or your friends or whatever that relationship is. So I am looking forward to being with a group of people that can relate and can empathize with what I've gone through. And my mom is going to the conference with me, so I'm looking forward to spending time with her. And I know we will probably go to different sessions, so we can definitely take notes and talk about what we've experienced throughout the weekend. So I'm looking forward to that piece as well, that I will get to spend time with her. There's at least one person I know of as well that was at the overnight walk in New York City who is going to be at the conference or the summit. I keep calling it a conference, but technically it's a summit. And I'm guessing there'll be some other people that are there from the overnight walk as well. So it'll be good to see those people as well. So I don't really have a lot more information. Obviously, I will learn more, see more, hear more as I attend the conference, and I'm hoping to get some really good insights, and I'm hoping for a really positive, enriching experience. So I will leave it at that for this episode, but as always, I want to finish with giving the crisis phone number and crisis text line and the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is in the United States. This is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That number is 800-273-8255. For the crisis text line, you can text the word HOME, that's H-O-M-E, to 741-741. Again, I'll go back to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. In the United States, this is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The number is 800-273-8255. And the crisis text line, you can text the word HOME to H-O-M, it's text the word HOME, sorry about that, H-O-M-E, and that is to 741-741. And I will make a note that as of this recording, the number 988 is now available as well. This became live on July 16th, 2022. And so if you are in crisis, you can dial the number 988. Now, a couple of things. Just because we have 988 now doesn't mean that the other numbers or crisis text lines have went away. You can still use the numbers that I've given already. So if you have that information, that is fine to share it, but also know that 988 is also available. Another thing to note is 988, this is really just the beginning of it. You can dial 988 and get assistance, but it isn't necessarily going to get you mental health specific resources that will come to you. So while we have this number, that'll be great. They're still working on, a lot of places are still working on getting crisis response teams, getting more of a mental health focused response. So just want people to understand that in a way, this 988 being available is just the beginning, and there's still plenty and lots of work that needs to be done on making our systems better to respond to those mental health crises. But do know that if you dial 988, you will be transferred if needed, or you will be directed to where you can get the help that you need. All right, with that, I want to say thank you for listening in, and appreciate any feedback or any ideas that you may have. You can always reach out to me on my website, and let me know what your thoughts are. But until then, and until next time, this has been Dr. Dawn, the Suicide Prevention Pharmacist, and you have been listening to the Suicide Prevention Podcast. Take care.